first person singular, opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Vecchione asks, can you hop on one foot?
How many ways of moving are there that I've long forgotten? And when did you last tiptoe across the room? How about gallop or crab walk? Next time you're angry, maybe you should stomp your feet like little children do. Do you take giant steps? How about hopping? Can you hop on one foot, scissor jump? Do you jump rope? Maybe you do all the time, but as I've aged, my ways of moving have become fewer. Once skipping was my favorite way of getting from place to place. It's a mood changer. And then there's twirling. I'd like to twirl as I used to do. As a kid, that was my most beautiful movement, transforming me into a graceful ballerina. Suddenly, no longer in the living room, I was on stage under lights before an adoring audience. 10-year-old Jason wrote this poem. When I talk to her, she turns away, but in happiness. She smiles when she turns. She chuckles, so I know she isn't sad. It's the way she turns, turns, turns. That's what I like. Care to turn, skip, twirl, to take up space that is rightfully yours to inhabit? Join me, won't you? Let's dance.
Patrice Vecchione is a poet and teaches writing. Her recent book is My Shouting, Shattered, Whispering Voice, a guide to writing poetry and speaking your truth. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.